Okay, baby doll pink, let's see if you can cover up the fact that I got my dad's feet.
2 degrees, Sheldon. I just want to turn up the thermostat 2 degrees.
Let me point out that 2 degrees can be the difference between water and steam.
Yes, if we live in a tea kettle.
This is the temperature you agreed to in the roommate agreement.
Oh, screw the roommate agreement.
No, you don't screw the roommate agreement. The roommate agreement screws you.
You know what? Go to hell and set their thermostat.
I don't have to go to hell. At 73 degrees, I'm there already.
Who is it?
Leonard.
Hang on.
Can I sleep on your couch tonight?
Well, you can try, but the people across the hall are being very noisy.
I heard that, huh?
Apparently the one fella tried to adjust the thermostat, then the other fella went bat crap crazy.
So you agree he's nuts?
Well, not as nuts as the guy who chooses to live with him.
Believe it or not, he was worse when I met him.
I do not believe that.
You are so naive. Just like I was 7 years ago. I just started at the university. Excuse me, I'm looking for Sheldon Cooper's apartment.
Oh, I bet you're here to check out the room for rent.
Yeah.
Run away, dude.
What?
Run fast, run far.
That should have been my first clue.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built a pyramid, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, and it all started with a big bang.
So Sheldon's last roommate tried to warn you off?
For all I knew, he was the crazy one. He had this really deranged look.
Well, yeah, you've been living with Sheldon.
Sure, it makes sense now. Anyway, I went upstairs and knocked on the door.
Yeah.
Dr. Cooper?
No, you want the crazy guy across the hall.
In retrospect, that was clue number two.
Yes?
I'm Leonard Hofstetter. I called you about the apartment. You said to come by.
I know what I said. I know what you said. I know what my mother said on March 5th, 1992. What is the sixth noble gas?
What?
You said you're a scientist. What is the sixth noble gas?
Radon?
Are you asking me or telling me?
Telling you? Telling you.
All right. Next question. Kirk or Picard?
Well, that's tricky. Original series over Next Generation, but Picard over Kirk.
Correct. You've passed the first barrier to roommatehood. You may enter.
Oh, this is pretty nice. The bedrooms are back there?
That depends.
I don't understand. Their existence is conditional?
No, but your ability to perceive their existence is conditional on you passing the second and third barriers.
There's three?
Each more daunting than the last. Have a seat.
Okay.
No, that's where I sit.
What's the difference?
This seat is ideally located, both in relation to the heat source in the winter and a cross breeze in the summer. It also faces the television at a direct angle, allowing me to immerse myself in entertainment or gameplay without being subjected to conversation. As a result, I've placed it in a state of eternal dibs.
Can you do that?
Cathedra mea reguli mei. Oh. That's Latin for my chair, my rules. Now, you said on the phone that your area of study is physics.
Yeah, experimental physics.
Hmm.
What is that?
Doesn't concern you. You'll be going to the university every day?
Yes.
Do you have a vehicle?
A car, yeah.
And you'd be willing to drive me?
Well, can't you drive?
I can. I choose not to.
Okay, I suppose I could drive you. Well, that's a point in my favor, right?
Why don't you let me do this?
Well, I just asked.
Last question. In a post-apocalyptic world, which task would you assign the highest priority? Locating a sustainable food source, reestablishing a functioning government, procreating, or preserving the knowledge of mankind?
I'm going to go with preserving the knowledge.
That's correct. FYI, I would have accepted any answer other than procreating. Come, I'll show you the rest of the apartment.
Oh, good. I passed the barriers.
The second barrier. Don't get cocky. This is the bathroom. Are you fairly regular?
I guess.
This isn't going to work if you're guessing. When do you evacuate your bowels?
When I have to.
When you have to? I'm sorry, I don't rent to hippies.
I'm sorry, in the morning, around 8.
I can't give you 8, I can give you 7:30.
Fine, I'll take it.
Third barrier passed. You have won the right to see your room. Huzzah.
Is this it?
No, this is my room. People don't go in my room.
So where do you sleep?
I don't understand.
If people don't go in there, and you're people, you are people, aren't you? Making a joke.
Do you do this often?
On occasion.
Your room. You may want to repaint.
And after all that, you just moved in?
Well, I didn't just move in. First, we had to iron out a few details.
Roommates agree that Friday night shall be reserved for watching Joss Whedon's brilliant new series, Firefly.
Does that really need to be in the agreement?
We might as well settle it now. It's going to be on for years. Initial here. All right. That's television and movies. Section 9, miscellany. The apartment's flag is a gold lion rampant on a field of azure.
We have a flag?
Never fly it upside down. Unless the apartment's in distress. Next, if either of us ever invents time travel, we agree our first stop will be this meeting today in precisely 5 seconds. Okay. Well, that's disappointing.
Why on earth did you agree to all that?
Well, it was the best apartment I'd seen. The rent was very reasonable, and after you pass the first three barriers, you kind of want to take it all the way.
Well, I'm sorry, Leonard. It's very hard to feel sympathy for you.
Okay, how about this? Let me tell you about the first time I brought a girl over.
Leonard.
Shh, just pretend we're not here.
Leonard.
I'm sure he'll go away.
I'm just going to keep knocking until you answer. Leonard. Leonard. Leonard.
What do you want? I didn't say come in.
You asked what I wanted. I wanted to come in. I'm here because you violated our roommate agreement, specifically Section 8, Visitors, Subsection C, Females, Paragraph 4, Coitus. Roommates shall give each other 12 hours notice of impending coitus.
I didn't even know her 12 hours ago.
That's it. I'm out of here.
But Joyce, come on.
12 hours?
Oh, my God.
Can we get some sympathy now?
A little bit.